Luckily, there's no TiVo for radio yet, because we're going to spend the next few minutes talking about beer ads and credit card ads and sneaker ads. The 45th Annual Clio Awards were held this week in Miami. Juries of people who consider themselves experts pored over TV, radio, print, and outdoor advertising to acclaim the best examples of their art, if you please, from the past year. Barbara Lippert was there, ad critic for Adweek magazine. She joins us from our studios in New York. Barbara, thanks for being back with us.
Oh, thank you, Scott.
Little golden statues? I'm not sure I've seen the Clios.
Yes. They're very, you know, they're sort of sub-Oscars, you know, very gold and phallic and the same kind of feeling.
Well, now that you've described it, I get it. And what ads won?
One of the ads that won was a radio ad that's been turned into hilarious TV ads, and it's for Budweiser, the Men of Genius series, Mr. Way Too Much Cologne Wearer, and Mr. Grocery Cart Store Wrangler. It's sort of celebrating every man in an over-the-top way, you know, in the banality of American life, but in a way that's really human and sweet.
Well, we have a clip.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Next Day Carpet Installer.
Mr. Next Day Carpet Installer.
Because when we're jonesing for carpet, we're jonesing for it right now.
Totally jonesing.
Thanks to you, we have absolutely no problem buying carpet over the phone, sight unseen.
Just pick up the phone.
A near miracle. An entire basement of wall-to-wall shag in less time than it takes to order a pizza.
I like pepperoni.
Your motto, if you're a payin', I'm a layin'.
Oh, yeah!
So crack open an ice-cold Bud Light, king of the carpet men. You not only go the distance for us, you do it wearing knee pads.
Mr. Next Day Carpet Installer.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
One of the great things, of course, is the really cheesy singer is the actual guy who sang Eye of the Tiger for Survivor in the 80s. His name is Dave Bickler.
Oh, my gosh.
And they let him go crazy.
Any particular themes seem to emerge out of this year's list of winners, Barbara?
I think the judges are tired of the sarcastic, ironic ads where there's a setup for the first 20 seconds or something, and then they tack on the product. So they were going back to kind of old-fashioned ads, but also unexpected ideas, you know, that make you pay attention. Another one that won was an American Express ad with Marty Scorsese, where
he's picking up
his pictures.
Yes.
And it was part they were sponsoring the Tribeca Film Festival, so that's why the ad was made.
Yeah. Martin Scorsese brings in his film.
And he asked the clerk for his pictures. He said, it's been 1 hour.
What do you think?
It's pretty.
Composition is forced. Lighting is bad. Angle is off. Too literal. Too violent. Too metaphorical. Too dark. Here, we have the protagonist, but where's the antagonist? Huh? Where's the drama? Unavoidable. Gotta reshoot.
Pays for his pictures with the American Express card. Takes out his cell phone.
Yeah, Timmy, that's your Uncle Marty. How'd you like to turn 5 again?
For Amex, it's really kind of a brilliant move as it elevates the cardholder. I mean, you have the card that Marty Scorsese does, but it shows a purchase that's very, very ordinary. You know, you can use it in the basement of a one-hour photo pickup place.
Yeah. Were there any ads that won Clio's, Barbara, that you just had a hard time accepting? Let me put it that way.
Well, the big thing that in advertising for the past few years is the near death of the 30-second commercial. Advertisers are very afraid that people are tuning them out with TiVo-like devices. Mm-hmm. And so they're doing all sorts of other intrusive and different kinds of things. One winner was this Adidas billboard in Tokyo, and it had guys hanging from bungee cords who played soccer, actual soccer, several times a day. And it was like, you've heard of appointment television, it was like appointment advertising. People would say, let's go down to the Ginza and see the 4 o'clock ad. So that's what advertisers want. They don't want to force themselves on you anymore. They want you to seek them out, the opposite of what it used to be.
Mm-hmm. And Barbara, is there some hard news in the ad game to toss along this week?
Some hard news this week. Very exciting. No, talk about, you know, political mudslinging and going negative early. It's between Miller and Anheuser-Busch, who are enemies for many, many years. Anheuser-Busch has become number one, and Miller has sagging sales and is just getting back in the game. They've had this series of TV ads where this guy claims that being the king of beers is un-American because this is a democracy. We should have a president of beers instead. And he's standing at a lectern, and next at the opposing lectern is a horse, you know, making fun of the legendary Clydesdales. So it is kind of funny. Anheuser-Busch returned fire with something so over the top that I can't believe it. They're calling Miller Queen of Carbs. It's sort of this homophobic way of saying, you know, you little sissy boys, Queen of Carbs. And then underneath they wrote, Miller is owned by a South African company because last year SAB bought Miller. So they're impugning their patriotism and Americanness. And I think that's pretty low.
Well, Barbara, always nice talking to you.
And thank you, Scott.
Enjoy your cup of Progresso coffee. Oh, is that an underwriting placement? Sorry. Barbara Lippert is ad critic for Adweek magazine.